Okay, Simin Tzadiches Hilchos Yom Tov. What? Thank you. 37 Simins, large. Any malacha you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. B'Shabbos also lasses a filo de akum. The same way that on Shabbos it's also to do with a guy. Kamay can be Yom Tov. Same thing in Yom Tov. Hashem shalom mitzvah al shvisas behemtei b'Shabbos. You have to make sure your behema is resting on Shabbos. Kachu mitzvah al b'Yom Tov. You have to make sure your animal doesn't work on Yom Tov. Vein bein Yom Tov l'Shabbos aloichol nevesh bavad. And there's no difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos. So Eichol Nefesh, meaning you're allowed to do malach in order to eat. Shenemar Ubishal, kneading, knea, baking, shchita, and bishul. And carrying and burning his mutar on Yom Tov, even shaloi l'tzarich eichol nefesh. This is the big cigarette thing. El l'tzarich acher. For even for other reasons, since they already allowed it for eichel nefesh, they allowed it for shaloi l'tzarich
eichel
nefesh, even for tzarich acher. You should not light a ner shel yartzeh on Yom Tov because it doesn't have any need for you, right?
Unless there's Yisker.
Even the Yisker, you should light it before.
Today candle, you mean?
Or in case you need it for something else. So the Eitzah that many parts can say is if you need to light that Yahrzeit candle, light it in a dark room, and then like this, you're
Or
benefiting
I'm
from
lighting for
light.
cigars.
Lighting for cigars, if you have a heter to light for cigars. Or smoke cigars. Beis, ain't nice and gavina b'yomtiv, you're not allowed to make cheese on Yom Tov. Ain't nice and chema b'yomtiv, you can't make butter. Because that's like building. V'chein ha-mamid and cholav al yidei keva. You can't put the keva into the milk. Or other things that the milk goes in and it gets solidified. V'chein also liklet shuman ha-cholav min ha-cholav. You can't take the fats from the cholav. Ela she'yaniach ma'at al ha-cholav ha-tachtayna. You could put a little bit of cream on the bottom milk of white b'Shabbos like on Shabbos. Right? Meaning you're not allowed it because it's boirer. So what you do is you take some and you leave some. You can only use it for what you need that day. Also, but for the next day you can't do it because of preparation. You're chayshish for a loss. Then you would be able to do it the way we said through a guide. Gimel tavlin shim yitchein kaidim yom yafigu taimon spices that. If you will, if you make them before Yom Tov, they're gonna lose their strength. You can grind it on Yom Tov with a shina. You can go chiyata, turn it on its side. Ashiyad chala shulchan, do it on the table instead of on a plate. Ukayyotze by similar things. The chain tamcha and the same thing with chrein, with horseradish. Garnas ala mayrig that you grate it with a grater. Lo yigra l'saych karo kedarga b'chol. Don't put it into a plate the way you do it in a week. El al mapa, do it on the cloth. The kofa ain't lit chayim b'rechayim. You shouldn't grind coffee. El yiducha v'medoicha v'al yidei shinei. You should crush it with the medoicha with the shinei. Aval toiv yoyis alasas hakol me'er of Yom Tov. It's best to do everything else me'er of Yom Tov. Udvarm she'ena mefigen taimam. And anything that does not have a bad taste. Vada tzrichon lizor l'duchan me'er of Yom Tov. You have to crush me'er of Yom Tov. Achim shokach. If you got yesh adu gamken el yidei shinei. Basically the rule is with Yom Tov, anything that's going to taste just as good if it's made before Yom Tov has to be made before Yom Tov. If it's not going to taste as good, then you could do it on Yom Tov with a little bit of a shina. But again, only enough for that day. Enough for tomorrow. And you also have to make sure that you can only do use for what you need for that meal. And the same thing with crushing matzah, you should be careful with this too. Also levaka ate him, you know, a little crack, wherever, chop wood. I feel a little shower yard, even if to break it with your hand. For also the lock at Eitzim in Mokum Shein with Fuzarn, and you're not allowed to gather wood if it's spread out all over the place. Hey, Kishu Eirich HaSa Eitzim HaLavonim, when you are arranging the wood on top of stones in order to heat it up, also Mashum De'Oisa Oil, Tavikimash Shtei Mechitzes V'Gagal Gobeim, because you're making a tent. You have two walls and a roof. You need to do a shini. You hold the hand in his hand, the wood in his hands. You put the stones under them. When you put the pot on top of the stones, because you have the pot on top of the stones and the fire inside. You have to hold the hand, meaning you have to hold the pot in your hand and then put the stones under. Don't put it down on top of the avonim because then you created an oil. Meaning, if you create the top part first and then the walls, then it's okay. That's very negative to the kids that like to make tents. They want to play in tents. So you have to first put the roof, that's better, and then you put the walls. You don't blow ash into a with a, you can't blow fire with a mapuach, with a blower, kadesh, so that it shouldn't look like you're doing it like workers do. But the oilam is noyeg heter with a blower from balabatim, with a shinui to turn it from top to bottom. Mapuach, meaning you don't want to make it look like a weekday activity, so you can't use a commercial one. You can use a home one, but do it with a shinui. Zion, what the livroyach, I'm sorry, kitnius. You're allowed to do butter on kitnius, mashu tzarach in that day. Meaning, you want to take it, from the junk that's in there. But you cannot use the utensils that you normally use during the week, sifters, etc. And you can't put it into the water condition. You have to have psilas in order that the psilas and oichel floats. Biyad, you have to do the bara biyad, and you take what you need, what you want more. Meaning whatever's easier. If it's easier for you to take the psilas, you take the psilas. And if it's to do the oichel, you lock it oichel, then you take out the food. Meaning whichever way is easy. Normally on Shabbos you have to take the good from the bad. On Yom Tov is you go with the easier direction. Okay, stop there.